Sybil and I are in the Cupcake Studios in New York. And in the studio with us right now is Samore.
Yes, yeah. New York City.
Hey, Samore.
Yes, eating a muffin this morning in the Cupcake Studio. Eating a banana muffin, loving it. Good morning. How are you guys?
How are you doing?
Jay is in Los Angeles.
What up, Samore, baby? What's going on, darling?
Loving this weather in New York. It is cold and it's rainy. And people here act like it's sunshine and they don't even see it. I love it. it don't even bother them.
It's that New York state of mind. Huh?
I love New York City. This is the only city you can come. If you lose your luggage, like coming, you don't mind. Because you can just go shopping.
Anytime.
Any other city.
24 hours a day, you
exactly.
can go find
Any
them.
Other city, if you have to do that, you're going to look you're like panicked. Nellie Olson on Little House on the Prairie. It has happened to me before. I've lost my luggage in other cities and had to go to the mall, and you just look like Laura Ingalls, Nellie Olson.
But in New York,
you can transform into a whole nother person.
Okay.
What you doing in New York?
Man, the comedy festival, the largest comedy festival in the country, is going down this weekend in New York City. 200 comedians, 60 shows in 5 days.
Good night.
Yes.
Where are the shows?
They're all over the city. I'll be performing at Caroline's from Thursday through Sunday.
Uh-huh.
One show tonight, two shows Saturday night, two shows Friday night, one show on Sunday night.
They gotta be going 24/7.
24/7. And listen, I'm the only urban act on the whole festival.
Wow.
The only black woman. So don't make me look bad in front of the clear people.
Okay.
Black people, come out and support the show this weekend.
No what? Other blacks it's, on the shows at all, really?
Look here. Hey.
How does that happen?
All
that
the
happen?
Pressure is on me.
Yeah, it is. No, that's you a lot.
You got hear me, man.
The clear people, don't make me look don't make me look like Barack. Don't do me like y'all did Barack. Now.
That's what I was thinking.
I was thinking
it's already
the same
been a
thing.
Bad week.
It's been a bad week for us.
Don't do me like y'all did Barack.
Yeah, white people talking back some more. They really are, man. They all uppity now, man. They
really? Well, I did notice a little jerk on the elevator, but I just figured. Just going fast and we had to stop. But I
had a text earlier this morning.
Really?
He said that the people in his job acted like OJ had been caught again.
Yeah, that's a little aggressive.
Yeah.
I'm just one of those people. I don't like the service in today's society anyway. I mean, I could be aging myself, but I was trying on shoes yesterday. Remember back in the day when the people used to put the shoe on your foot?
Yes.
Yeah.
They just handed me the box. I've got my foot out there like, just. I think we should go back to service. Like, put the foot shoe on your foot for you.
Uh-huh.
Remember they used to measure your foot?
Yeah, your foot.
Yeah, all of that.
The whole Cinderella thing. Slip the head, whole,
all
shoe
that.
On
they
your,
don't do that anymore.
Gone.
No.
Yeah.
So I had the same thing
all
this
of
week.
That back.
I had the same experience.
Yeah, that's gone.
Yeah.
So they don't measure your foot or nothing. None of that. All that's gone, man.
You're going to blame that on Barack, too. Before Barack got in office, they used to measure your feet.
And put the shoe on your foot.
And put the shoe on your foot. Yeah.
Yeah, it is different.
Yes,
it is different these days.
Everything is different.
Everything is different these days.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Boy. Yeah, man.
Y'all got LL coming on the cruise?
Yeah.
Ooh,
you heard.
You know how many men y'all just had start doing push-ups? How many men just signed up to the gym? Because that's a lot of pressure. Put LL on a cruise.
Yeah, man.
You know, that's a lot of pressure on guys. You know, one guy was like, you know, I'm good. I'm just going to go. Then he was like, LL going to be there? He's like, oh, I got to go to gym, get ready. Is LL going to be? Yeah, that's a lot of pressure on men. I remember the one time I was on a cruise, my next door neighbor, my cabin mate, happened to be Minister, the Honorable Louis Farrakhan.
Oh, yes. You were on that cruise?
Y'all put me next to the minister.
Yeah. There was.
No, I'm not a married woman. This is just awful.
And you what, did it stunt your performance in any way?
Oh, you know, I just had to just time when he wasn't going to be in his room so that I could be in my room.
Is that the weirdest show when you look in the audience and the minister's sitting there?
You already know it? And you can't judge whether he's having a great time or not.
You don't look at him, you look at his people. If they're laughing, then
right.
You're okay.
You might be okay.
Right, exactly.
Because he takes a whole row.
Oh, my God, yeah.
He takes the whole row.
That was so much pressure. And the crazy thing about it was, you know, I spoke to him. Because you feel blessed when you spoke to him. Speak to him. So I spoke to him, and he told me he had just finished the album. He just finished doing a CD or something.
The violinist.
Yeah, and he sent me a copy of the CD, like he said he would. Uh-huh. So I was like, wow, that was big, yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
How'd you like it?
I liked it.
Did you leave him tickets at the booth for your shows?
I did, but you know, I don't know whether he came or not, but yeah.
Oh, you would know.
Yeah,
you know in a minute.
I seen him at one show, but yeah, he has
a sense of humor. He likes to laugh,
and he's very in touch with what's going on. Mm-hmm. Everybody with everything that's going on.
Yeah, right. He's listening to the show.
Right now.
Mm-hmm. He listens to the show every morning.
Yes. Yeah. Wow. Uh-huh. Now I'm feel pressured.
More pressure. Thought you had pressure on the ship.
Exactly.
So what's going on with you these days, Samoa? You're on the road all the time.
Man, on the road all the time. And I absolutely love it.
You do?
Just shot my third special, my third solo project.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And I loved it. I shot it in Charlotte, North Carolina. Shout out to everybody in Charlotte that came. I love what you did for me, and in the words of Barack, for the people who didn't come, you spoke volumes too. I'm taking names too. That was Barack. Barack said that, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
He said the people that voted, you spoke, and the people who didn't, you also spoke. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
But he still had his walk when he went to the podium.
He sure did.
He'll never lose that.
I'm gonna need him to take that Beijing cross his head a little bit though. I don't like the white. I think we should go back. Yeah, I mean, don't show up James Brown. Don't show up James Brown black, but let's do an off black.
It's been
let's do an off black.
You don't want to go all the way like Ray Lewis black.
No,
you seen Ray Lewis on the NFL?
Let's do a Richard Roundtree, like a mix, like a little mix, little thing. Like
now James Brown black on the sports show. You don't want that one. Right?
James Brown. Yeah, James Brown never had gray hair.
No,
the sportscaster. Never. We're talking about the sportscaster.
Yeah, him too. Him too. Yeah, he got black too.
Yeah.
No, don't do that black. But let's just do a little salt, just a little salt and pepper in it. Just get rid of most of that white.
Just take it down a little bit.
Yeah, because he going Uncle Ben, and I don't need to go Uncle Ben.
No.
I ain't going to go Uncle Ben. You don't think he going Uncle Ben?
Yes, he's definitely going Uncle Ben.
Definitely, but that's showing what they're putting him through. Like, you know.
Yeah, but you don't let people worry you like that. I'm going to throw me a little Beijing up in there like it ain't even bothering me.
Yeah, you don't let him see.
And then
it,
I start wearing shades all the time.
Remember they jumped on him this summer? He came out with a tan suit.
They went crazy. Imagine if he showed up with a Beijing and some sunglasses.
Yeah. And some gaiters.
Exactly.
And open his shirt up just a little bit.
Take the towel off. Unbutton two buttons. There you go.
That's what he ought to do.
And Michelle just wear a ponytail down her back. All the way down her back.
What does he have to lose? They don't. His own party doesn't want to be with him anyway.
They don't respect him.
It's
just a lack of respect.
Yeah, be yourself.
Yep. Do what you want to do.
Be yourself.
Sometimes you got to knock people off their feet, shock them a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Act like you crazy. Which you would.
Get him a nice Lou Rawls gold chain with a knot in it.
And everything will be copacetic.
That Lou Rawls gold chain.
Yeah, but I just think he just should. I wouldn't do the whole gray hair thing. No. I wouldn't do it.
That's your only complaint about?
Well, I mean, not my only complaint. I just wish he just wouldn't do all that gray hair. Just take a little gray out.
Take a little gray.
Yeah, just a little bit.
And Michelle should rock a ponytail?
Yeah, Michelle should rock a ponytail just to throw people off.
And anything for the girls?
I like to see some Afro puffs. How about that?
You said some Afro puffs. Exactly.
Michelle and some Afro puffs. Now we're talking.
Oh, that would scare white people, wouldn't it? White people would love red Afro puffs.
What's going on with Michelle's hair? Her hair's a bit aggressive, isn't it? Yeah, that thing, that's too aggressive. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. Poor president.
Yeah, yeah.
But hey, what are we going to do?
He's still our president.
We living in a society, if the DJ tell you to put your hands up, you do it, but the cops tell you won't do it.
Hey. So. Isn't that scary?
Put your hands up. Put your hands up. Right.
The DJ
did right on it.
And they stay there. And they stay there.
Cops.
But the cops say, you go to, who are you talking to? This is where we are. This is where we are.
You don't know why we get shot, huh?
I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Hilarious.
You know, black people, we can't deny a good beat.
We can't, man.
If the cops put on some music, we'd stop in our tracks.
Which one of these Tory boys we got this morning?
Guy.
We've got Guy. Is that the nice one or the mean
one?
Oh,
the tall one. You got the tall Gory. You're the tall one.
You got the tall.
You got the tall.
You got the tall one, huh?
Just a little taller.
You know the guy's the nicer one. You know it's true. Some
guy is the nicer one.
I've worked with both of them.
I know.
Yeah, we say that when Joe shows up, too. We always.
They both have nice teeth.